弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
早今天在这里和弟兄姐妹分享做贵重的器皿。
And this morning I'd like to share with you the title Be an instrument for noble purposes.
神做事的原则，他要先得着器皿。
And God's principle of his work is to obtain first a vessel.
他要得着他合用的器皿。
And a vessel that fits for his use.
那这些合用的器皿呢，在圣经里面告诉我们是贵重的器皿。
And this kind of vessel or instrument, Bible clearly tells us, is a precious and noble vessel.
这是神的心意。
And that's what God desires to have.
他要得着贵重的器皿。
To obtain for himself noble vessels.
今天也让我们一同来认识我们怎么样才能够做贵重的器皿。
And this morning we'd like to learn how to be his noble instrument.
请我们一起来读提摩太后书第二章十九节到第二十一节。
Let us read a passage together, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 to 21.
然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记说，主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with his inscription. The Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes, and some for ignoble. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work.
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿。
So if a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes.
神做事的原则，他要得着器皿。
And the principle of God's work is first obtain for himself the vessel.
而且要是贵重的器皿。
And this has to be a precious vessel.
我们在列王记下第四章看到。
In the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, we saw a story.
以利沙打发那个寡妇去收集许多空的器皿。
Where the prophet Elisha sent a widow out to collect jars.
要尽量的去收集。
As many as possible.
然后呢，把油倒在这些器皿的里面。
And she instructed her to pour olive oil into those jars.
所以她一直倒，一直倒。
And she kept on pouring.
那这个满了，就再倒另外一个。
She filled one up and she will pour the oil into another jar.
直到最后，所有的器皿都充满了。
Until all the jars are filled with oil.
然后这个油就停止下来了。
Then the oil stopped from outflowing.
神要祝福。
When God wants to bless,
需要有空的器皿。
He needs to find empty vessels.
他要做工。
He needs to work.
是借着这些器皿，他来完成他的旨意。
Through these vessels to accomplish his purpose.
所以我们知道器皿何等的重要。
Therefore, we know it is very important to have vessels.
今天我们蒙赎，我们就要来侍奉神。
We have been redeemed by God, and we should rightfully serve him.
但是今天神能不能够使用我们呢
？But can God really use us？
是他把他柔美的生命赐给我们。
Yes, He did. He has given us His beautiful life.
这个生命是超凡美丽的生命。
And that is a beautiful, supreme life.
但是这个生命在我们身上能够有多少的彰显呢
？Yeah, how much this beautiful life can be seen through us？
今天早间我们一同来到主的面前。
Therefore, this morning we want to come to the presence of our God.
我们知道神做事的原则。
Once we know the principle of His work.
我们摸着了神的心意。
Once we really sense what's in His heart.
我们也愿意说主啊你来使用我们
Our response will be saying Lord please use us
我们愿意来侍奉我们的主
I am willing to serve my Lord
但是我们就需要向主来祷告
We need to pray to him
他能够做成他的工作在我们身上
So that his work can be done on us
他得着我们成为他合用的器皿
And he can obtain us to be his precious vessels
也就是贵重的器皿
That is theVessel ready for his noble purposes.
在第十九节
In verse 19 of the passage we just read,
神坚固的根基立住了
And the foundation of God stands firm.
他说上面有这个印记
And on the foundation, there is this inscription.
那这个印记呢就讲到说这个事情已经定了已经成就了
And there's a seal which signifies that this is done.
所以说以后不再改变了
and cannot be changed anymore
也就是说神所立的这个根基是非常坚定的
therefore the foundation that God has established is very solid
那他这边讲到的根基是什么呢
and what is the foundation here
一方面讲到说主认识谁是他的人
and on one hand it clearly says the Lord knows those who are his
那另外一面呢讲到说凡称呼主名的要离开不义
On the other hand, it says everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness.
所以一面从主这边来讲的
So from the side of the Lord
一边呢是从我们这边来看的
And also from us.
所以他讲到说主认识属于他的人
From the Lord says that he knows who are his.
我们看见说教会是一个活的属灵的生机体
And the church is a live organism
所以教会有个属性就是生命的连结
Therefore there's a characteristic about church which is the unity of life
今天我们里面所得着的
And what we have received
我们说这是永远的生命
is the eternal life
这个生命就是耶稣基督那超凡美丽的生命
The life of Jesus Christ which is beautiful and supreme
这生命在我们的里面
And now this life is in us
那我们的主呢他说他认识那些属他的人
And therefore the Lord says I know those who belong to me
而今天我们呢也认识这位召我们的主
And from our side, we also know the Lord who has called us.
这个生命叫我们能够连接在一起。
And this life of His unites us together.
不然我们讲说今天他的 爱将我们寻回来。
And we say yes, his love has brought me home.
他的血将我们赎回来。
And his blood has redeemed us.
他的恩典带我们归回他的羊圈。
And his grace has brought us back to his fold.
今天我们在羊圈的里面。
Now we are in the fold of the sheep.
我们能够享受主的同在。
We can enjoy the Lord's presence.
享受主的供应。
His provision.
他自己是那一个所有的丰富，他愿意来赏赐给我们。
And he willingly shares with us his abundance.
叫我们不单得生命，还得着更丰盛的生命。
So that we not only have life, but we have abundantly.
在羊圈里面，我们能够和主之间有一个亲密的连结。
So that we can unite with the Lord in his fold.
这是一个生命的连结。
And that is a connection, a unification through life.
主认识那一些是属他的。
The Lord knows those who are His.
什么时候我们离开了这个羊圈？
Anytime when we wander out of the pen.
其实我们是在一个非常危险的情形。
We fell into a very dangerous situation.
多少时候我们的主他付了很多的代价，他去将我们寻回来。
And the Lord will spend a lot of price to bring us home.
但是也有很多的时候，我们看见神的儿女因着景象不肯回转。
Yet there are times we see children of God harden their hearts, will not repent.
像在提后，我们看见像徐尼买、亚历山大，他们离弃保罗，离弃真道。
And we also saw the examples in the 2 Timothy, where Hymenaeus, Philetus, and Alexander, they abandoned Paul and they departed from the way of the truth.
在亚细亚的地方，这些各个教会有许多的人，他们离弃了保罗。
Even many people in the church of Asia,also abandoned Paul.
因为那时候环境非常的艰难。
Because the outward environment was very difficult.
我们知道保罗写提摩太后书，他是在罗马的监牢，而且在地牢的里面。
We all knew that Paul wrote this letter when he was in the prison of Rome, not just prison, but a dungeon.
在外面来讲，有各样异端的攻击。
And outwardly, there are many attacks of the false teaching at the time.
有犹太人来的攻击，
and their attack from Jews,
有从神的儿女当中起来的一些的反对，
and also oppositions from the children of God.
但是保罗在这边告诉我们说，神认识那些属他的人。
But Paul says here, the Lord knows those who are his.
哪一些人是他的人呢？
Who are those people that are his?
神认识。
The Lord knows them.
这一个是何等宝贵而且确定的事情。
And this is such a precious and certain thing.
神认识属他的羊。
For God knows his sheep.
他的羊也认识我们的主。
And his sheep knows the Lord.
是的，在最混乱，在最黑暗的一个时刻。
Yes, in the most dark and chaotic time.
神认识谁是属他的。
The Lord knows who belongs to him.
他在这边讲到说有一个印记。
And here says there's a seal.
确定这件事情。
Which means it's very certain.
他让我们认识到说，凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
It also says everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness.
所以教会有一个生命的特点。
Therefore, there's this special characteristic of church.
前面讲到说生命的连结。
First, we are unified through this eternal life.
我们和主之间有一个生命的连结。
Between the Lord and us, there is a unification through the life.
这永远的生命是一个交通的生命。
And this eternal life is a life that can fellowship.
我们能够和主之间有交通。
So that we can fellowship.Or communicate with him.
他把他的丰富交通给我们。
And through this, he shared with his abundance.
当我们说从里面我们爱主，我们敬拜主。
Therefore, that can help us to love him and worship him.
我们感谢他。
And we can give thanks to him.
弟兄姐妹，你会真的经历到我们和主之间那一个生命的交通。
Dear brothers and sisters, we can truly experience the fellowship with the Lord.
然后我们和 肢体弟兄姐妹之间呢，我们也在一个生命的连结的里面。
Also, among brothers and sisters, we are unified through this eternal life as well.
没有一个圣徒他是单独的。
There's no saint can stand alone.
我们和周围弟兄姐妹，我们有一个生命的连结。
We have this relationship that is unified through life among brothers and sisters.
保罗他被下在地牢的里面。
When Paul was in the dungeon,
也许他自己关在那里。
Yes, maybe he was kept there alone.
但是他的生命和所有的圣徒仍然是连结在一起。
Yet his life was still connected with the rest of the saints.
主认识谁是他的人。
For the Lord knows those who are his.
然后今天我们要认识到说，所有称呼主名的人。
And also we need to know those who confess the name of the Lord.
我们要离开不义。
We need to turn away from wickedness.
这讲到说，属灵的生命，神儿女的生命，在教会里面呢，需要有一个见证，有一个彰显。
Which means, in the church, among his children, there must be a testimony of this life.
今天如果在我们里面的生命是这么超凡美丽。
If we indeed, you and I have this beautiful and supreme life within us.
在我们四围的人，他们能不能够经过我们，看见这一个荣美的生命呢？
Then can people around us see this life through us?
这是一个见证。
That it is what the testimony is about.
我们不是只是口头上我们称呼主的名。
We don't just confess that he's our Lord in lips.
所以他讲到说需要离开不义。
Here says you need to actually turn away from wickedness.
所以需要有一个圣洁的见证。
So you need to have a testimony of holiness in your life.
需要将我们里面那一个荣美的生命能够彰显出来。
That beautiful life has to be seen through us.
所以我们看见一面讲到说这个生命的连结。
On one hand, we see this unification through life.
一面讲到这个生命的彰显。
On the other hand, we see the manifestation of this beautiful life.
然后我们就看见在这一个根基的上面呢，他打上了这个印记。
And on this foundation, God has put a seal.
这么的确定。
It's very certain.
所以我们就知道说在这么确定的一个根基上。
And on this solid foundation.
今天神在这里呼召他的儿女。
The Lord is calling his children.
他要得着许多的器皿。
That he desires to obtain many vessels.
不只是器皿而已，而且是贵重的器皿。
Not only just vessels, but vessels for his noble purposes.
他讲到说是他可以合用的器皿。
And that is useful to the master.
那第二段我们要看见贵重的器皿，还有卑贱的器皿。
And the second thing we want to talk about is the instrument that is for noble purposes or ignoble purposes.
在二十节他讲到在大户人家有金器银器。
In verse 20, Paul says, in a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver.
也有木器瓦器。
But also of wood and clay.
他在这边做一个比方。
So this is a comparison.
讲到说有的是做贵重的器皿。
And some articles are for noble purposes.
有些是做卑贱的器皿。
And some are for ignoble.
我们在这边看到它不是从它的功用来讲的。
So you can tell the difference is not their function.
所以你说我们常用的可能是木器啊，这个瓦器啊，是瓷器啊。
Because what's more commonly used may be those vessels of wood, clay, or porcelain.
那就用途来讲。
And as far as the usefulness.
你说哦，这些好像比这些金器银器我们根本没有还要更实用一点。
It seems that we use more frequently those of wood, clay, or porcelain.
但是在这里他是做一个比方。
But here, this is an comparison.
但我们知道说在侍奉的里面。
And know, so that we know when we serve God.
它的价值。
The value of service.
它的贵重或者是卑贱。
And the determination factor of whether it's noble or ignoble.
它不是根据侍奉这个做事情的本身。
It's not dependent upon the work we do.
特别他是讲到让我们知道所根据的是在于这个侍奉的人。
But more on the person who works.
我们看见使徒行传开始的时候。
In the book of Acts, we saw at the beginning of the book.
他讲到有祈祷传道为事的。
They talk about there's people whose focus or job was to pray and minister and preach.
那另外呢，他讲到有管理饭食的。
And there are also people who are in charge of food and meals.
在人看也许觉得说，哦，这些是比较重要的，这些好像比较不重要。
So from men's perspective, you may think the first group is more important than the second group.
但是很可能管理饭食的他是贵重的。
But the reality is, maybe in God's eyes, those who are in charge of meals are more precious.
那些祈祷传道的也许他是卑贱的。
And maybe some in the group that focuses on praying and preaching are less noble.
他不是讲到这个事情的本身。
So it's really not determined by the work itself.
他是讲到这些侍奉的人。
But the people that does the work.
弟兄姐妹，今天神要得着贵重的器皿。
Dear brothers and sisters, for God to obtain precious vessels.
那个重点是在于我们这些人。
The determining factor is on that man, that person.
他讲到说有木器和瓦器。
It talk about you, there's articles of wood and clay.
什么是木器瓦器呢？
What is the articles of wood and clay?
木是代表人的性情。
Wood represents the nature of man.
瓦是代表人的工作。
And clay speaks of the type of work man accomplished.
从人的性情出来的。
And whatever is out of a human nature.
在林前第三章，他讲到有很多的工作是草木合接的工作。
In the First Corinthians chapter 3, Paul talk about many, the nature of many work we do are actually of straw, wood, and straws.
是从人的性情所做出来的。
And because they are done through the nature and ability of man.
那这边讲到瓦器是人的工作。
And here talk about articles of clay, which speaks of the work of man.
那这一些呢，从人所出来的。
And these things come out of man.
到有一天要经过火的试炼。
And will go through fire one day.
到有一天这些不能存留。
And they will not withstand.
所以我们如果真的认识到说神所要得着的
Therefore, we, if we truly understand what God wants,
他要有金器和银器
God desires to obtain for himself silver and gold vessels.
什么是金器和银器呢
So what are the articles of gold and silver?
金代表神的生命他的性情
Gold speaks of God's nature, God's life.
那银呢代表基督的救赎
Silver speaks of the redemption work of Jesus Christ
那这个今天我们说我们都是蒙赎的儿女
Therefore we know we are children that have been redeemed
本来我们都没有一个人是有资格来服侍神的
And no one is qualified to serve God
但是今天他拯救了我们
Yet he has rescued us
他高抬了我们
He has lifted us up
他把他的生命赐给我们
And he has given to us his own life
我们可以来到神的面前
So we can now come into his presence
我们可以来服侍我们的神
We can now serve God
但是今天我们在这里看见神的家里面有木器瓦器有金器银器
So you look around in the house of God today There are vessels of gold and silver Also vessels of wood and clay
在神看他说是的有这些卑贱的有这些尊贵的
Some are for noble purposes And some are for ignoble
那这个差别不是说你做什么样的工作
And the difference is not determined by the type of work we do at home
今天你在教会里面扫地
You may be just sweeping the floor in the church.
这可能是非常非常贵重的。
In God's eyes, that can be very noble.
我们也看见神的家里面有好多好多这样的见证。
And we have seen so many witnesses and testimony in God's house.
一个老姊妹，她每一次聚会前，她都提早到教会去。
And a senior female Christian will arrive church earlier.
她为着每一个椅子，她在那里擦拭。
She will wipe down all the dust on every chair.
然后呢？为着等一下坐在这个椅子上的弟兄姐妹为着他 他们来祷告。
As she was wiping, she also prayed for the brother or sister who gonna sit on this chair later.
从外面来看，这好像不是一个很重要的服事。
Outwardly, it doesn't seem to be a very important service.
但是因为它是一个贵重的器皿。
But because she is a very precious vessel.
这样的服事是带来一个非常深远影响的力量的。
And her service brings in a long and deep impact.
今天我们这里就看见到说什么是木器瓦器什么是金器银器
So we're looking at what actually are the vessels of silver and gold versus of wood and clay
当我们里面真的知道它的差别
If we truly understand the differences
求主就让我们里面有一个很警惕的心
May the Lord really alert us from within
我们不愿意出于我们天然的生命我们来做这些事情
We don't want to work in accordance with our natural life or ability
我们不愿意照着我们天然的才干我们好像来大发热心
And we don't want to be having a zeal according to my talents
不是我的计划不是我的方法
It's never my plan or my way
哦，今天当神儿女一有一个负担有这样的一个热心说主啊我要来服侍你
When children of God have this enthusiasm, wants to serve God.
我们很习惯用我们的所长的，用我们的思想，用我们的才能，用我们天然生命，我们要来侍奉神。
It's very natural. We will use our strength in our natural life to serve God.
弟兄姐妹，在这边讲到说那个木器瓦器。
But dear brothers and sisters, this passage talk about the vessels of wood and clay.
今天不是说我们天然的才干就不能拿来用来服侍。
We're not saying that our talents out of a natural life cannot be used to serve God.
他讲到很多的，其实神给我们各样不同的生命的恩赐才干。
Actually, many talents in our life.
但是在能够侍奉神之前
are from God, but before we can actually use them to serve God.
他叫我们经过十架。
He wants us to go through the way of the cross.
来到祭坛。
Come to the altar.
弟兄姐妹，我们先要把自己献上。
We need to first offer ourselves up.
让圣火来焚烧我们。
And let the holy fire burn us.
让我们真的是在主面前，我们说成为无有。
So that to a point we understand that we are nothing.
你说成为无有，但是呢？这个时候神才能够得着我们他才能够来使用我们
When we truly become nothing That is the time God can use us
这个时候我们不敢照我的意思照我的方法我来服侍
Because we no longer use my own ways my plan, my will to serve him
我们说今天所活出来的不是我天然的生命
So what is lived out is no longer my natural life
主啊，愿你从我里面能够彰显出来，能够活出来。
But the life of the Lord from within.
这个生命是蒙救赎的生命。
And this life is a life that has gone through redemption.
这个生命活出来的是神的生命。
It's a life of God.
弟兄姐妹，这是金银的器皿。
Dear brothers and sisters, that is the vessel of silver and gold.
这是神所要得着的。
And that is what God desires to obtain.
只有这样的器皿神才能够真的来使用
Only a vessel of that kind of condition can be used by God
人看器皿的用处
And man's focus a lot of times is on the usefulness of a vessel
神看器皿的价值
But God look at the value of the vessel
人看我们所做的
Man value what we have done
神看我们所事的
But God valuesWhat we truly are.
哦，这个差别是何等的大。
And that's a vast difference.
我们很容易去看见所有它的功能，它能够做什么。
And many times our focus is on how useful this person is, how capable he is.
人常常是从外面的这些工作来衡量。
We measure from outward work.
看这个到底有多少的用处。
And we try to see how useful he is.
但是神那样的宝贵是他的价值到底怎么样。
Yeah, what is important to God is the value of this man.
是贵重的还是卑贱的。
Is he noble or ignoble?
不是我们所做的乃是我们所事的。
Therefore, it's not according to what we have done, but while we are.
尼利兄他有几句话非常的宝贵。
And Watchman Nee had a very precious sharing before.
神注重我们所是的过于我们所做的。
God emphasized what we are more than what we have done.
真实的工作乃是生命的流露。
True work is the manifestation of life.
算得数的侍奉总是基督的活出。
The service that really counts is our living of Christ.
神看重我们所是的过于我们所做的。
So God emphasized more what we are than what we do.
弟兄姐妹，巴不得这句话时刻的提醒我们。
May this sharing continuously reminds us.
神看重我们所是的。
That God emphasized on what we are.
过于今天我们能够做什么
？More than what we can do for him.
是的，我们有许多要做的事情。
Yes, there are many work to be done.
但是神今天要得着，先得着贵重的器皿。
But God first must receive precious vessels.
神看重这个器皿。
And God values that.
算得数的侍奉。
The service that counts.
总是基督的。流露活出
It's the living out of Jesus Christ.
那在这边我们就认识到说，是的，基督从我们身上活出来，彰显出来。
Yes, we have to know for Christ to live out through us.
这样的侍奉才是算得数的。
And a service through that manner counts.
我们何等的害怕。我们在一生的里面觉得我们都在侍奉神。
Where one thing we are afraid of is that I may serve God all the days of my life.
也到了那一天呢，就像好多人，他们不是也在主面前说：“你看我做了这个，你看我做了那个。”
And that till that day comes, many people may claim that I did this, I did that for you.
但是主好像不认识他们。
Yet the Lord's reaction is that I don't know you.
不承认他们。
He does not admit them.
因为那些侍奉如果不是生命的活出
Because if those services are not the true living out of Christ's life,
是不算数的
To God, it doesn't count.
我们说这几句求主真的是说在我们的里面
May the Lord speak really to our heart through the sharing here.
我们再来读一次
Let's read what Watchman said.
神注重我们所是的过于我们所做的
God emphasized more what we are than what we have done.
真实的工作乃是生命的流露
True work is the manifestation of his life.
算得数的侍奉总是基督的活出。
The service that counts is the manifestation of Christ.
下面我们来看神要我们做贵重的器皿。
And next thing we want to look at is that God's desire for us to be instrument for noble purposes.
还有我们怎么样能够做贵重的器皿。
And how we can become the noble vessels.
所以二十一节他讲到人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿。
So verse 21 says, if a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes.
神要得着我们成为能够彰显他荣耀的器皿
God wants to obtain us to be vessels that manifest his glory
我们刚刚讲到说神所看重的是器皿的价值
We just share with you that what God thinks is most important is the value of the vessel
过于这个器皿他能够所做的他的功用是什么
More than what the vessel has done or its function
在这里呢我们就看见说这个器皿它怎么样是一个贵重的呢
？So let's look at how can we determine if this vessel is precious.
人若自洁
，First of all, if someone cleanses himself，
脱离卑贱的事
，from the latter which are ignoble，
那这个自洁也就是刚刚十九节我们看见他要离开不义
，and the self-cleaning he is talk about how you need to turn away from wickedness。
所以我们知道里面的生命是圣洁的
Because we know we have a holy life in us
这个生命能不能够有一个外面的见证显出来
And can this life can have a manifestation outwardly
我们说他要我们脱离
So the Lord wants us to turn away.
要从木器瓦器中脱离出来。
To turn away from the status of being wood or clay instruments.
我们知道从天然生命出来的到那一天不能够过火的。
Because whatever comes out of natural life cannot survive his fire that day.
我们所有人的工作。
All the work out of a man.
是不能存到永远的。
Cannot be kept in his eternity.
那一些木器瓦器。
All the instruments of wood or clay.
是卑贱的。
They are lowly.
神看重的是贵重的器皿。
And what God wants are something that's precious and noble.
所以第一件事情怎么做贵重的器皿。
So how can we become noble instruments? The first thing we need to do.
就是自洁。
Is to cleanse ourselves.
要脱离卑贱的事情。
And turn away from the wickedness.
也就是说今天我们知道所有的木器讲到人的性情
And we know the instrument of wood speaks of human nature
瓦器讲到人的工作
And clay speaks of the work out of a man
我们也都知道在今天我们没有可能一下子完全的脱离这些
We also know there's probably no way we can completely rid of these things
但是我们也知道主今天正在制作我们正在改变我们
But we know we are in his hand we are in the process of being changed
我们也知道说我们的天然生命我们的人的工作它是不能长存的
And also I know anything out of my own nature cannot be kept forever
而且是不算数的
Actually doesn't count in God's eyes
哦我们就愿意来到主面前
Therefore, we will be willing to come to God
让圣灵光照我们
And ask for the enlightenment from the Holy Spirit
什么时候你在做这件事你在想这个方法
Anytime when I'm doing something using certain method
哦，我们里面总是求圣灵在我们里面来工作来带领
We need to ask for the work and also the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们害怕是从我们天然人出来的
And we should have this fear that we're afraid this thing's out of my own strength.
我们也祷告主啊，使得愿你的旨意从我们身上能够彰显出来
And also we will praise the Lord, may your will be done through us.
愿你的生命从我们身上能够活出来
May your life be lived out through us.
哦，弟兄姐妹，圣灵会开启我们。
And Holy Spirit will open our eyes.
当你一下子看见，原来我做了这个，我说了这个，不过是草木合接的，不过是木器瓦器的。
And your eyes might be open suddenly, realize what I just did or what I just said. They are just wood and clay or straw and grass.
我们可以回转到主的面前。
Therefore, we can turn back to the Lord right away.
哦，我们可以求主赦免我们。
And ask for His forgiveness.
我们可以放下我们的自己。
And willingly let go of ourselves.
好像那个器皿需要把它倒空。
Like we need to empty ourselves.
不再是靠着我们自己
So that we no longer rely on ourselves
主来改变我们
And ask the Lord to change us
哦，我们心渴望他的生命从我们里面能够彰显出来
And our heart started to desire for his life to be seen in us
今天是主在工作的时候
Now is the time of God's work
他正在我们身上改变我们
He is changing us right now
是我们讲的是来服侍我们的主
Yes, we say we are here to serve God
我们乐意侍奉耶和华
And gladly we serve the Lord
我们也知道主告诉我们
And the Lord also tells us
他说人子来不是要受人的服侍
He said the Son of Man has come not to be served
乃是要服侍人
But to serve
我们真的在生命里面我们说我愿意来侍奉我们的神。
If we truly and very sincerely says I'm willing to serve my God,
你就会经历到。
Then you will experience this.
原来是主在服侍我们。
That is, it is actually the Lord who is serving us.
我们做的实在算不得什么。
Whatever we can do is really insignificant.
就算你摆上一生在那里说我在这里服侍神。
Even if we invest all days of our life saying, I'm here to serve God.
还是算不得什么。
It is still very little.
但是我们在这个过程中你经历到。
Yet, in the process, you will experience.
原来是主在这里服侍我们。
The fact is that actually it's the Lord who is serving us.
他正在改变我们。
He is changing us.
叫我们从卑贱的能够变成贵重的。
So that we can turn from what is lowly and ignoble to something that's precious and noble.
他叫我们脱离卑贱的事情。
He wants us to turn away from the lowliness.
叫我们离开不义。
To depart from all the wickedness.
叫我们更多得着他那一个尊贵荣耀的生命。
So that we can receive more of his noble and glorious life.
叫我们能够成为圣洁合乎主用
so that we can be made holy and be useful to our master
使得时刻主带我们回转到他的面前
every moment the Lord can help us to turn back to him
脱离这些木器瓦器
to depart from the status of being wood or clay
脱离世界的残累
to get rid of the bondagesOf this world.
那一个圣讲到说从世界中分别出来。
And this holiness is talking about being set apart from this world.
我们都是他付了重价所买回来的。
You and I have been bought back by his great price.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
他是圣洁的。
And God is holy.
他也告诉我们你们要圣洁。
Therefore he says, you shall be holy.
叫我们从世界中我们愿意做一个分别出来的人
So that we are willing to be someone who has been set aside from the world
这个世界充满了污秽
This world is full of filthiness
他叫我们从当中能够脱离
And God wants us to get out of there
我们成为圣洁
So that we can be made holy
今天神能够来使用我们
And fit for the master's use
弟兄姐妹，今天主正在我们身上，他要做成他的工作。
And dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is doing that right now.
很多弟兄姐妹们，他们需要和清心爱主的人，他们一起祷告。
And we need to find those who has a pure heart to pray together.
需要有同伴。
We need to have partners, companions.
啊，彼此勉励。
To encourage one another.
弟兄手握弟兄的手。
Brothers hold each other's hands.
我们有一个标杆。
And marching toward the goal.
我们一同走这样的道路。
We are running on this way.
我们需要我们的同伴。
We need our brothers and sisters.
那主在这边，他要来得着我们。
And this is what God desires to obtain.
从世界中分别出来。
To be set aside from the world.
在我们的生命中，他正在服侍我们，改变我们。
And he is changing us.
从一个卑贱的变成贵重的
from something that's ignoble into something that's noble
脱离天然生命性情的木器的是瓦器的照着人的工作的
and depart from what is out of man the wood and clay
那叫着我们今天有精气有神的性情显出来
but participate what is godly gold and silver
那这些成为贵重的器皿
and become something noble
我们把自己交在主的手里面
Therefore we need to entrust ourselves in God's hand
服侍主真的是何等的好
It is so great to be able to serve God
哦、oh, 我们在服侍中经历到主在服侍我们
And while we serve you experience that God actually is serving us
我们所有每一个人其实我们都是原本都是卑贱的
And you and I are you really lowly people
我们都没有资格能够来到神面前的。
We are ignoble and we have no qualification to serve God.
是他拯救了我们。
It is God who has saved us.
从粪堆中他提拔了我们。
And he has lifted us up from dung.
那今天我们不只得着一个地位。
Not only we now have a position.
今天主他在我们身上有一个荣耀的心意。
But on us, he has a glorious purpose.
叫我们这一些原本是卑贱的器皿，成为能够彰显他荣耀的器皿。
So us ignoble vessels can one day manifest his glory.
他正在这边改变我们。
And he is changing us in that process now.
保罗在这边告诉我们，神要得着贵重的器皿。
Here Paul tells us that God intends to obtain precious vessel.
但是今天要怎么成为贵重的器皿，需要自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
And how we can become vessels for His noble purposes? First, we need to cleanse ourselves and become precious vessel.
今天有好多世界上的事，卑贱的事情，好像缠累着我们，霸占我们的心。
And there are so many things that are ignoble, they are entangling us in this world.
求主来释放我们。
We ask the Lord to set us free from those.
求主来吸引我们
and also ask the Lord to attract us himself
给我们力量
to give us strength
我们看见今天好多年轻人他们也许被手机所捆绑
and you look around many young people are so attracted to their phones
也许不止年轻人
not just young people
好多大人也现在被手机所捆绑
and same case apply to many adults
聚会的时候他必须要看手机
and while we are meeting their eyes are glued to their cell phone
好像没有办法离开他
It's like they have a hard time let it go
做任何的事情
Whatever they are doing
那一个 priority 就是说一下子手机有什么讯息
If anything comes into their cell phone
变成了最重要的事情
And that message becomes the most important thing at that moment
弟兄姐妹这是一个捆绑
Dear brothers and sisters This is a bondage
求主拯救我们
May the Lord save us from that
脱离这样的一个捆绑
So that we can be released and set free from these tanglements.
好多时候我们跟年轻人一起吃饭
And many times when we have meals with young people,
我们需要提醒他们
We have to remind them constantly.
大家坐在一起吃个饭
Since we are sitting down together and having a meal,
你不要一个一个的自己在那里看你的手机
Please don't pay your attention to your individual cell phone.
有时候你不自觉就陷在这种捆绑的里面
Because before you know it, you fell into that trap.
我们就让世界多少的东西不管是有时候你觉得好的有知识的有学问的还有很多的垃圾全部都在那里接收
And we start to receiving accepting without condition all the things from the world some may be good some may be knowledge some may be just trash
主救我们脱离卑贱的事情
May the Lord set us free from these ignoble things
我记得我在大学的时候
I remember when I was in college
住了一个很小的房间
I have this very tiny room
那有一个双层床
And there's a bunk bed in my room
一个小的书桌
And little desk
但是我的那个房间里面呢我有两个很大的音箱
Yeah, in my tiny room there are two big musical speakers
有一个同学他用手工帮我做的
Made by my friend by his own hand
然后他自己也做了好几百瓦的那个大的音响
and also he installed this great stereo system hundreds of watts
所以呢我如果在房间的里面
if I was in my room
那个是很享受的
and I had such a enjoyment
然后我的那个双层床的上面一层
and the second level the upper bunk bed
那几乎放满了都是唱片
was filled with all the musical records
所以一回来第一件事就是拿一个唱片
and so when I got home every time the first thing I would do is to grab a record
那有各样各种不同的音乐
and there are all kinds of music selections
然后就把它摆着然后就开始听
I will play those music
但是直到有一天遇见了主
until one day when I met the Lord
遇见了主以后我再听这些我发现说奇怪我就听不下去了
For very strange reason Once I met the Lord This music no longer tolerable to me
好像这些音乐过去你能够那么享受的
The same music I used to enjoy so much
现在好像是不能忍受它了
Then become something that I could not even bear
我们生命改变了
BecauseMy life was changed.
弟兄姐妹，当主他向我们显现。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, once the Lord appears to us,
无价至宝的一现。
This valuable treasure appears to us.
叫我们脱离属地的缠累。
Set us free from all the entanglement of this earth.
叫我们脱离卑贱的事情。
So we will cleanse ourselves and turn away from anything that's lowly and ignoble.
我们感谢主今天主他呼召我们
We thank the Lord for he has called us
他今天在我们的身上他有一个荣耀的心意
He has a glorious purpose on us
他得着我们成为能够彰显他荣耀的器皿
He wants to obtain us so that we can become a vessel that manifests his glory
愿早间我们摸着主的心意
May we really feel the heart of the Lord this morning
我们也摸着保罗他在地牢的里面他马上要殉道了他在这里讲一个这么重要的话
Also also we can really realize what Paul is trying to tell us when he was in dark dungeon before he was martyred.
因为神要得着我们成为那个贵重的器皿。
Because God wants us to become His precious vessels.
愿我们把自己交在主的手里面。
May we just offer ourselves to the Lord.
愿主来得着我们每一位。
And may the Lord receive each and every one of us.
那最近呢，在疫情的当中。
And recently, during the pandemic,
有两位弟兄，他们在100天中把整本圣经读了一次。
And two young brothers spent about 100 days to finish reading the entire Bible.
我们一起下面来听一听他们分享一点见证。
So we'd like to listen to their brief sharing now.
我们也求主真的是借着这个见证也来激励我们。
And may the Lord inspire us and encourage us through their sharing.
有好多弟兄姐妹他们早上一起晨更。
We know these days many brothers and sisters have morning devotion together.
他们渴慕更多来读主的话。
They long to read the word of God together.
主在我们里面来吸引我们。
May the Lord draw us close to Him.
哦，弟兄姐妹，主正在改变我们。
Oh dear brothers and sisters, God is changing us now.
从卑贱的他让我们成为尊贵荣耀的。
Changing us from being ignoble to something that's noble and glorious.
他要得着贵重的器皿。
He wants to obtain instrument for His holy purposes.
我们求主来祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us. Peace to brothers and sisters.
很高兴有机会可以在这里分享一下前段时间读圣经的一些感想。
I'm very happy to share with you my experiences in the recent Bible reading.
其实从年初开始我就给自己制定了一个新的读经计划。
At the beginning of this year, I actually have a plan of reading Bible.
但是若不是疫情的话，可能我还只是在很闲懒的、很随意的翻翻圣经吧。
But if it were not for the pandemic, I probably still just casually reading the Bible without a good plan.
但是在疫情居家隔离之后，慢慢的随着时间推移，我突然发现忧虑开始增加了。
As the pandemic develops, and I realized one thing, that is that my worry increased.
喜乐和信心也慢慢的有些消退。
And there are definitely some decrease in my faith and my joy.
Wow, 但是很感谢主，是六月份的时候有弟兄姐妹说，哎，我们一起来读经吧。
But I thank the Lord because when it was in June, some brothers and sisters encouraged us to read Bible together.
Wow, 我就很开心的加入了。
And very gladly I joined them.
嗯，我记得在差不多每天可能除了晨更以外的时间，大概再拿出一个小时，可能到一个半小时的时间，沉浸在读经还有默想神的话语当中。
In addition to the daily devotion, I will spend another hour or hour and a half to read the Word of God, also reflect upon it.
我也发现更可贵的是零散的时间，比如说饭前或是饭后，甚至是上洗手间的时间。
And even more preciously, I will find time to read the word, even a short period of time, like the time before meal or after meal, or even when I went to the restroom.
可以默想，甚至说就是照着顺序往下读几节神的话语，我发现真的很让我觉得满足。
I will either just reflect on the word or I will move on as the schedule. Either way, I just feel very satisfied.
感谢主，这一段日子读经的时候真的得到了很多神话语的喂养和启示。
And I'm so thankful because I feel that I was fed on the word and I received more revelation.
我想最深刻的感受应该是再次清晰地体会神的主权、大能和慈爱。
And most importantly, I really had a better sense of God's sovereignty, His power, and His love.
我们都在疫情的时候，我们在环境当中有很面对很多的困难，然后也有很多不解，甚至有情绪或愤怒。
And during the pandemic, we encountered different challenges and even emotional fluctuation, including anger.
是，但是 当我真正进到神的话语的时候，我就越发的体会到，原来神才是一切的背后的那个动力量，他创造历史，改变历史，推动历史。
And as I immerse myself more in his words, I realize that he is the power behind everything and the authority behind all things. He's the God who created, who changed, and who made history.
所以当明白这些的时候，或者说深刻体会这些的时候，虽然问题仍然存在。
And with that realization, although my challenges remain,
但是我已经不害怕，或者说他已经不再成为我的困扰。
I'm no longer troubled by these worries or our environment.
感谢主，我记得有一节经文让我印象深刻。
And there's one passage that really impressed on my heart.
那是在耶利米书45章里边，神说。
It's in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 45, God says,
你为自己图谋大事吗？不要图谋。
Should you then seek great things for yourself? Do not seek them.
我必使灾祸临到凡有血气的。
For I will bring disaster on all people.
但你无论往哪里去，我必使你的自己的命为掠物。
But wherever you go, I will let you escape with your life.
这些经文真的很鼓励我。
And this passage really encouraged my heart.
尤其作为一个男生，往往总是想要做很多的事，总是想要做大事，有很多计划。
Especially as a guy, I have many plans.
但是神永远在背后掌权，我也学习在他面前平静、安稳和顺服。
But God is always in control, and I'm learning to submit myself to him.And have peace in my heart.
感谢赞美主，愿荣耀归于神。
And I give him all the thanks and praises and glory.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢赞美主。
I thank and praise the Lord.
很高兴今天可以在这里和大家分享我在暑假这段时间如何读经。
I'm very happy to share with you here, my Bible reading experience in this summer.
因为疫情的关系，所以今年的暑假都比较悠闲和无聊，很多时候都是空着。
Because we're taking shelter at home due to pandemic, therefore I actually have very little things to do. I'm pretty idle.
大概在六月中的某一天
，And sometime in June，
Michelle 阿姨给我建议和鼓励我，要不要做一个读经的计划来追求主和亲近主
？And Sister Michelle, talked to me and suggested that maybe I want to have a Bible reading plan so that I can pursue the Lord and draw myself closer to Him.
之前因为我只是完成新月一次，九月一集都没有完成。然后忙起来就不了了之了。
And prior to this summer, I read the New Testament once and part of the Old Testament, but I never finished the Old Testament due to various reasons.
所以当 Michelle 阿姨给我建议的时候，其实我心里面蛮想完成这个事情。
Therefore, when she gave me the advice, I really had a desire to complete this Bible reading task.
然后 Michelle 阿姨就会建议我做一个时间的计划，看否看能否在九月底完成新九月一次。
And Sister Michelle suggests that I finish the entire Bible by the end of September, so she suggests that I should plan out my time properly.
刚刚开始的时候，想法都是很美好的。
Initially, this plan sounds very ideal.
然后计划都是每一天大概安排2到3个小时来读经。
And according to my plan, I should spend 2 to 3 hours every day to read the Bible.
但是实行确实很难。
Yeah, it's very hard to execute that plan.
因为前期读的时候不稳定。
And in the beginning stage, my Bible reading schedule was not very stable.
都是两天打鱼三天晒网。
And I will read it for 2 days, but then I will forget about it for another three days or so.
所以前期的进度的时候就没有跟上原来的计划的那样。
Therefore, in the beginning stage, I did not read according to the timetable.
但是感谢主，因为一直都会有 Michelle 阿姨和 Fisher 弟兄他们盯着我。
And I'm very thankful because the brother Fisher and sister Michelle kept on reminding me of the schedule.
然后我也不好意思晒网晒太久。
And I couldn't just keep on relaxed and fall behind the schedule too long.
然后出来有一句话很好的，就是出来困，迟早都要还的。
There's a good saying that you need to pay off all the debts.
因为前期的时候没有跟着计划走，所以中后期的时候我需要每一天把时间补上。
Because I fell behind in the beginning stage, therefore I need to spend even more time to catch up according to my plan.
但是真的很感谢赞美主，因为当每一天读经的习惯培养出来的时候，就容易多了，因为每一天都会很自然的就会去翻开打开圣经去读。
And I'm very thankful because once I stay on track, I get used to of spending so much time every day to read the Bible.
我的时间一般都是在晨更后会花一点点的时间来读，然后大部分的时间都会放在当天的下午或者晚上的时候来读。
And my schedule is like this. I will spend some time after morning devotion to read the Bible.But for the most part, I will read the Bible in the afternoon or in the evening.
然后时间过得很快，然后不知不觉就读完了。
And time surely has passed so fast that before I know it, I finished the reading of the entire Bible.
所以真的很感谢主，因为我觉得在我的内心里面，我是知道主一直都会带领我完成这个计划。
And I'm truly thankful because deep down in my heart, I know the Lord will help me to finish the reading of the Bible.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。约翰福音六章三十五。
And John chapter 6 verse 35 says that Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall never go hungry.And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
年初疫情刚开始的时候，都个人的感觉都觉得还好，觉得不会太严重，这个事情应该会很快就会过去。
At the beginning of the year, when the pandemic just started, I felt this wasn't a too big of deal. It will pass real quickly.
但是情况越来越久，然后越来越严重。很多我的生活或者工作都被影响到。
As the pandemic prolonged its time and seriousness, and my life is affected by, like my job is affected by the pandemic.
加上其他的问题同时发生，比如山火、种族的问题、中美关系的问题等等。
And in the meantime, many other things happened during the pandemic, like the wildfire,like the racial disputes and conflict, and even the relationship between China and the United States.
所以我的目光就慢慢就会好像看到，只看到这个环境。
Therefore, my focus gradually shift to the circumstances around me.
然后心里面就会越来越没有把握，各种的担心和忧虑。
And I start to feel very insecure, and I just start to get very worried.
但是感谢主，因为这段时间真的会有他的同在和有主的话语。
But I'm so thankful because I really sense his presence in his words.
他的话语是有能力的。
And there's power in the word of God.
他的话语安慰我，勉励我。和教导我不要单单的看环境，要更多的仰望他。
And his words comforted me, encouraged me and also taught me not to fix my eyes on my circumstances, but to fix my eyes on him alone.
因为每件事情发生都是他所允许,所允许的,都有他的旨意在里面。
Because every situation has been permitted by him and has his good purpose.
他都是,这种环境都是让我更多的去认识他。
And also through this encountering, I can get to know him better.
我在地上的每一天不是靠着自己,而是靠着他的怜悯和恩典。
And every day I live not through my own strength, but by his mercy and his grace.
就好像神对摩西说, I am who I am.
Just like what God said to Moses, I am who I am.
不管环境怎样, 神都是爱我们每一位。
And doesn't matter what kind of situation we're in, God always loves each and every one of us.
谢谢。
Thank you.